Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves. The women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 20 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Rebloom. I am so happy you are here. I was on my Peloton bike the other day, and one of the instructors asked this question. Are you living in a place of comfort, or are you living in a place of calling? Wow, that is a deep question. Let me repeat it for you. Are you living in a place of comfort, or are you living in a place of calling? Figuring out your true calling is a deeply personal journey. And asking the right questions may, in fact, help you gain some clarity. So here are 8 questions that I've put together that you can ask yourself. Number 1, what are my core values? Are your values respect, love, courage, integrity? What are my core values? Number 2, what activities make me feel energized? Number 3, what skills do I enjoy using? Number 4, what issues am I passionate about? Number 5, when do I feel most fulfilled? Number 6, who do I admire and why? Think about your power of influence, the people that you are surrounded by. Who do you admire and why? Number 7, what would I do if I weren't afraid of failure? That is a powerful question to ask yourself. And number 8, my personal favorite, what legacy do I want to leave behind? While both living in a place of comfort and living in a place of calling have unique benefits, it's really important to choose to live in a place that ultimately positively impacts your happiness, overall fulfillment, and purpose. Living in a place of comfort typically refers to a lifestyle or an environment where you will experience a sense of security and familiarity. There is usually stability, predictability, and less stress when we are living in a place of comfort. The advantages that comfort provides are a sense of control, a place to nurture relationships, and time to master your tasks. However, the disadvantages of living in a place of comfort can include stagnation and complacency. When challenges are rare, there is really little to stimulate that growth, which can result in a plateau in personal and professional development. And over time, this lack of stimulation may in fact lead to dissatisfaction or a desire for more meaningful experiences. A personal example that I can share for living in a place of comfort is with the current company I am partnered with. I have been with this beautiful company for over 20 years, and I definitely feel safe, secure, familiar, and stable. I've had 20 years of beautiful relationships that I have nurtured with women that I am surrounded by, and I've had time to grow personally and professionally and master my task or my position. Now, I know there is always a place for learning from others. However, I feel very confident in my leadership role. Okay, let's talk about living in a place of calling. This living your life with deep value and purpose. It involves engaging in activities or careers that resonate with your passions. A calling usually requires you to step out of your comfort zone to pursue goals that contribute to a greater good or fulfill a personal mission. The benefits of pursuing your calling are primarily centered around increased fulfillment. People living in their calling are more resilient when faced with difficulty, and they derive a sense of meaning from overcoming challenges. If you live in a place of your calling, you will also live in a place of growth, personally and professionally. However, living in a place of calling also has its disadvantages. It involves greater risk and uncertainty. Your path or your journey will have obstacles that you will have to overcome, and it may even require personal sacrifice like financial stability or personal time. A personal example that I can share for living in a place of calling is my ReBloom podcast and certified life and business coaching. I truly believe my calling is to lead, guide, love, and provide support for women that are going through winter seasons or hard seasons in their lives. I just launched this ReBloom podcast and my coaching business 5 short months ago, and I have definitely put in personal time and finances to promote myself and launch my business. However, I feel like I am living in a place of growth personally and professionally, and it is very fulfilling. So really, it comes down to a choice. The difference between living in a place of comfort and living in a place of calling is a trade-off. It's a trade-off between security and fulfillment. Comfort brings safety and ease, while calling prioritizes purpose and growth. Each place reflects a different set of values and a different approach to life. Whatever place you choose to live in is a deeply personal decision, and it is dependent on your values, your circumstances, and the current season of life that you are in. When you reflect and recognize the true value in each place, you can decide on how to structure your life for overall happiness, fulfillment, and purpose. And ultimately, the most satisfying life might actually be finding the right balance between living in your comfort and living in your place of calling. Because that balance can provide you safety along with personal evolution. And I encourage you to join me in living in both a place of comfort and a place of calling. They really do go well together. Stand in your power. Stand in your greatness. Let your light shine. I encourage you to be all that you are and live in both. Lots to think about today. I know. I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for being you. Now, friends, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, ReBloom, that would mean so much to me. And if you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugru, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugru@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.